On budget to, for Thursday, June 30th, 2005, to order, open a work session on several bills. House Bill 5085, Representative Krupp, Employee Relations Board.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House Bill 5085 is the budget bill for the Employment Relations Board. The board is responsible for the mediation of collective bargaining disputes, adjudication of contested cases, and resolution of questions concerning union representation for state agencies and local governments. The subcommittee approved a total budget of $2.8 million and 12 full-time equivalent positions, which reflects a 5.1% increase over the 2003-2005 legislatively approved budget. The board is funded by general fund and other funds supported by an assessment on state agencies and fees for services. The assessment rate will remain at the 2003-05 level of $1.35 per position per month. During the 2003-2005 biennium, the Department of Administrative Services conducted an internal audit of this agency. The approved budget attempts to address several of the areas identified for improvement by providing funding for research tools, equipment training, and position reclassifications. The subcommittee also approved a budget note directing the agency to continue to identify efficiencies and to ensure that the assessment only covers the costs associated with state government services. If performance targets cannot be achieved, the board is to prioritize the workload from state government before local government. The Subcommittee on General Government, Transportation, and Economic Development recommends House Bill 5085 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Representative Krupp recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 5126, Bureau of Labor and Industry, Representative Smith.
Thank you, Chair Scott. I pass that on to Representative Hannah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Representative Smith. House Bill 5126 is the budget bill for the Bureau of Labor and Industries. The Bureau ensures compliance with state laws relating to apprenticeships, wages and hours worked, terms and conditions of employment, and the rights of workers and citizens to equal and non-discriminatory treatment. The Bureau is primarily funded with the general fund. The department receives other fund revenues from assessments on public works contracts, technical assistance fees, and contracts with other government entities. Federal funds are received for civil rights enforcement activities. The Bureau also manages the wage security fund that is used to pay final wages for employees whose employers cease operations and default on final paycheck. The wage security fund comes from a diversion of 0.3% of unemployment insurance taxes in the last quarter of each odd-numbered year. The subcommittee approved a total budget of $20,639,575, including $11.4 million general fund, $5.6 million other fund, and $1.4 million federal funds, $2.6 million in the non-limited wage security fund, and 108 FTE. Budget adjustments include an other fund package that adds one position to provide technical assistance to employers, an other funds package that adds one position to address prevailing wage investigation workload, standard reductions totaling $100,939 total funds for PERS and Attorney General rate reductions, and a reduction of $77,949 general fund in services and supplies. The subcommittee approved budget notes directing the Bureau to report to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee on prevailing wage workload and directing the Prevailing Wage Rate Advisory Committee to evaluate ways to streamline procedures and reduce administrative costs of the program. The subcommittee recommends that House Bill 5126 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Representative Hannah recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the dash two amendments. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 5139, Parks and Recreation Department, Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5139 is the budget bill for the Oregon State Parks and Recreation Department. The Parks and Recreation Department manages the state's campgrounds, day use areas, and waysides. In addition, the department operates programs relating to ocean shores, scenic rivers, recreational trails, and historic preservation. The Education and Natural Resources Subcommittee approved a total budget of $187.8 million and 557.95 FTE. The governor's recommended budget is increased by $21.5 million and 18.34 FTE. Technical adjustments totaling $207,918 were made as a result of reductions in the Attorney General rate, Department of Administrative Services assessments, and an adjustment in services and supplies. The budget reflects increases to staff for new parks, Harris Canyon, Fort Yam Hill State Heritage Area, Thompson's Mill State Heritage Site and Crissy Field State Recreation Site, implement the Ocean Shore Management Plan and Habitat Conservation Plan, focus on managing natural resource issues through the use of salmon license plate revenues, enhance facility investments, local park grants and land acquisitions, expand heritage conservation through property surveys, larger museum grants, and planning for the Oregon Sesquicentennial, defease the 1998 lottery-backed bond, which will save $3.2 million in future biennia, and transfer the Oregon State Fair to the Oregon Parks and Recreation Department. Budget notes directing the department to develop a strategic plan to guide the acquisition of new properties, establish an interim work group to assist in the transfer of the Oregon State Fair to the State Parks and Recreation Department, review the use and marketing of the State Fairgrounds, and review the Oregon State Fair positions were adopted. The subcommittee approved 13 performance measures and added 5 measures relating to grant administration, customer service, and fee waivers, modified 4 and eliminated 3 measures. I move House Bill 5139 be amended and reported out do pass as amended.
Thank you. Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out do pass with the dash 2 amendments. Discussion? Representative Mark.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I strongly support this agency. I'm concerned that the shift of the state fair in the long term may detract from its excellent past and hurt its performance in the future. So I will not object at this time, but I may be no on the floor.
So noted. Additional discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 5148, Department of Human Services, Representative Richardson.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 5148, as amended, is the budget bill for the Department of Human Services. The department helps people to become independent, healthy, and safe, and its staff and local providers support low-income and disabled Oregonians with food stamp benefits, cash assistance, employment and training, medical coverage, and long-term care, intervene in cases of child and other abuse, offer treatment services to those with mental disorders, alcohol or drug addictions, and regulate the state public health system. The proposed 200507 budget for the department is $9.8 billion total funds. This includes state resources of $2.5 billion in general funds, $345 million of tobacco tax revenue, $24.5 million of tobacco settlement funds, $9.3 million of lottery funding. The general fund budget is $108 million higher, about 4.5% more than the governor's recommended budget. The changes include funding to cover almost all of the $66 million in general fund and related other funds and federal fund limitation increases requested for the department's reshoot or reprojection of the governor's budget. The reshoot reflects new caseload and cost forecasts, as well as pricing corrections for reductions made in the governor's budget. Other adjustments increase the budget by almost $42 million of general fund and $70 million of total funds to restore programs that have been reduced or eliminated in the governor's budget. This budget, for example, restores Oregon Project Independent funding at $14 million. It increases the Medicaid long-term care option of having relatives provide adult foster care services. It provides full funding for Medicare home and community-based care services without imposing an enrollment cap. The budget maintains reimbursement rates for adult foster homes and assisted living facilities. funding was added to restore some of the governor's reductions to cash assistance, daycare, foster care programs for children and families, and for vocational rehabilitation services. The bill also sets up a $2.5 million special purpose appropriation to the emergency board to address child welfare staffing and legal representation issues. The proposed budget attempts to address one important reduction that was made in the governor's budget to eliminate dental care or services for the Oregon Health Plan. While we were unable to fund back to the full benefit level, the budget does provide funding for an emergency dental benefit as well as some additional dental benefits, and we hope to continue work on this issue in the days ahead. Colleagues, this DHS budget does not fund every program that many of you would like to see funded, but it goes a long way to preserve the vital services and supports for our state's most vulnerable citizens. Your Health and Human Services and Public Safety Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5148 be amended and reported out do pass as amended.
Representative Richardson recommends the bill be reported out do pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Chair Richardson, pretty much got that right. It adds a lot of good things back into the budget. Unfortunately, there's still a couple pretty serious omissions. The first one is it does nothing for general assistance, which is the absolute most vulnerable, needy Oregonians. And it still hasn't fixed that significant problem, which wouldn't take a lot of general fund dollars. It would take a very small investment in general fund dollars to refund the general assistance program. The adult dental goes a little ways past just emergency adult dental, but for those of us who feel that dental is a vital component of any health program, and you can't really separate someone's health in departments, and dental health is as important as any other form of health, it doesn't quite go far enough. And then it did not restore the parity for the AAA associations that the legislature committed to last session, and is a commitment that hasn't been followed through on. So for those reasons, I'll be voting against it here and on the floor. Thank you.
Representative Schaffler.
Mr. Chair, this goes for 5148 and for 5149. There's a lot of moving parts here, and I'm not going to object, but I'm not committing my yes vote on the floor either.
Representative Krupp.
I object.
I'll be an objection also.
Let the records reflect Hansen, Krupp. Oh. Okay, additional objections? Okay. The record reflect Representative Hansen, Krupp, and March object. Motion carries. House Bill 5149, Human Services Fee Bill. Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5149, as amended, is the fee bill for the Department of Human Services. ORS 291.055 requires the Legislative Assembly to ratify the fees an agency establishes or increases during the prior biennium. This bill includes 14 different fees that have either been increased or established, all within the Department's Public Health Vital Records Program area. Five of them are newly established fees, including a fee for international medical graduate students, a non-sufficient fund check charge, a replacement for death and birth certificates after correction, and an alert immunization registry data fee. The subcommittee discussed with the department representatives the ability of DHS to streamline the process of requesting and receiving vital record information, and including the use of electronic transfer of vital records. The five new fees, as well as the nine fee increases, are expected to raise about $674,000 of additional revenue to the department's vital records program within the public health during the 05-07 biennium. With the exception of the new fees, these fees have not been raised since 1991. The fee changes have been assumed in the DHS budget. Your Human Services and Public Safety Committee recommends 5149 be amended and reported out due pass.
Representative Hansen recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 5151, Office of the Governor, Representative Krupp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House Bill 5151 is the budget for the Office of the Governor, rather. The budget was reviewed in detail by the General Government and Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee, and we recommended approval of a total budget of $9.9 million and 46 positions, 45.5 FTE. The subcommittee approved the budget requested with the adjustments for reduced PERS contribution rates and AG billing rates. The subcommittee also adjusted the budget for the House budget plan, 3% reduction for services and supplies, and unspecified reduction of $1 million general fund. The subcommittee did shift funding for the economic revitalization team from a mix of general, other, and lottery funds to strictly lottery funds. The activities of the economic revitalization team are specifically targeted to economic development and lottery funds and were approved as a permanent funding solution to those activities. We reviewed the governor's office performance measures, approved some, made some suggestions for revisions, and requested the office to report to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee on its performance measures before the 2007 legislative session. Your General Government and Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee recommends the bill be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you. Representative Krupp recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion? Objections?
Objection.
Let the records reflect Representative Schaffler and Avakian object.
Mr. Chair, I may be now on the floor. I haven't had a chance to study this.
Make sure you notify me, please, if that's the case. Motion carried. 5152, Secretary of State, Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5152 is the budget bill for the Secretary of State. The Secretary is the Auditor of Public Accounts, Chief Elections Officer, and Manager of the State's Records. The agency also registers business entities and secured personal property transactions and commissions, notaries, and public. The subcommittee approved a total budget of $47.6 million and 200 full-time equivalent positions with a 3.4% reduction from the 03-05 biennium. The budget includes the following. Seven limited duration positions and $700,000 general fund matching dollars for approximately $17.9 million in federal funds for the Help America Vote Act, $1 million general fund special purpose appropriations to support the production and distribution of voters' pamphlets for the 06 primary and general elections. The agency was directed to appear before the emergency board when the final costs for the pamphlets are known. $500,000 other funds and two limited duration positions to support information technology projects for the corporate division, reduction of six positions in the audits division, five auditors and one support staff, and lower assessments to state agencies of $1 million, elimination of a vacant position in the corporate division, reduction of general fund support for services and supplies, including $150,000 in savings offered by the Secretary of State, and technical adjustments to reflect lower PERS and AG rate. The Subcommittee on General Government, Transportation, and Economic Development recommends House Bill 5152 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Representative Smith recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion? Representative Booth.
I just wanted to say something about the reduction of the positions in the audits department, and I guess I haven't studied the budget with that being said, but it concerns me because I think that's an area where we can potentially save some money. So I just wanted to comment on that.
Okay. Additional objections? Representative March.
It's an objection.
Oh, Mr. Chair.
Pardon me?
Just an objection.
Okay, we're still under discussion.
Oh.
Representative Hanson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think I can make comments a little farther than Representative Boone. I think these reductions to the audit division are probably some of the most short-sighted accomplishments of a budget that I've seen in three terms on the Ways and Means. Consistently, time and time again, that audit division has performed well and has shown us how to save money and increase public service. And to cut that is just an incredibly short-sighted move, and I'll be voting against the budget.
Objections. Let the records reflect Representative Hanson, March, Schaffler, Avakian. Object. Motion carries. 5164, Department of Economic and Community Development, Representative Smith.
Thank you, Chair Scott. House Bill 5164 is the budget bill for the Economic and Community Development Department. The agency administers programs that aid businesses and communities, including small businesses, and includes the Arts Commission and pass-through funds for the Film and Video Office. The agency is supported by a variety of funds. The Arts Commission receives general fund. Lottery funds support economic and community development programs and the Film and Video Office. Federal funds support a variety of programs, including the Community Development Block Grant Program. Other funds include revolving loan fund repayments and interest earnings on these funds. Non-limited other funds include drawn bond proceeds. The subcommittee approved a total budget of $418 million and 114 FTE. The budget is reduced $70.2 million all funds, a 14.4% reduction from the governor's budget, primarily as a result of the elimination of the industrial lands policy package that included bond proceeds of $61.4 million in non-limited other funds. Other adjustments include a reduction of $404,000 for PERS and AG rate adjustments, and a 3% service and supplies reduction. Approval of $140,000 other funds for the Murdoch Trust Grant, and this came with one position in the Arts Commission. Approval of policy package to increase funding for regional rural investment by $3.5 million and to establish $9 million in funding for the innovation economy. In addition, this budget creates two line item appropriations of $4.8 million for small business development centers and $1.5 million for minority and women and emerging small businesses. A reduction to the Oregon Development Fund of $10.9 million, including the transfer of funds to the line items appropriations. A reduction of $4 million to the Strategic Reserve Fund, elimination of $600,000 for community assistance grants, and an unspecified reduction of $3.2 million to all other programs in the fund. Mr. Chair, I want you to know this committee critically analyzed the Economic and Community Development Department. We appreciate the leadership of Robin Lamond in helping us get this budget to this point. And we also want to recognize the new leadership of Mike Saltzgiver and the breath of fresh air he has provided to this agency. With that, we recommend House Bill 5164 be amended and reported out, due pass as amended.
Thank you. Representative Smith recommends the bill be reported out, due pass with the -2 amendments.
Mr. Chair.
Discussion. Representative Schaffler.
I won't be objecting. I will be discussing with my constituent, Mr. Salzgiver, these reductions before I commit to anything on the floor. Thank you.
Representative Smith.
Very quickly, for the record, I need to declare a potential conflict of interest, as I have a significant financial interest in a company that may be doing business with clients who may be doing business with clients who may do business with clients of the Economic and Community Development Department. If any folks from my district would like to know about that conflict of interest, they can go to my legislative webpage where I specify what that conflict is. Thank you.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Representative Hanson.
Point of inquiry. Was that a discussion of conflict of interest or a commercial?
For more information, you may call.
Additional comments? Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 5165, Department of Fish and Wildlife. Representative Morgan.
House Bill 5165 is the budget bill for the Department of Fish and Wildlife. The department is charged with managing, protecting, and enhancing the state's fish and wildlife and their habitats to provide the optimum economic, commercial, recreational, and aesthetic benefits. The subcommittee approved a budget for the department that totals $233.4 million. The budget includes $10.5 million in general fund, $7 million in lottery funds, $119.3 million in other funds, and $96.6 million in federal funds. The general fund portion of this budget is 2.7% below the governor's budget. The total recommended budget is 2.4% above the governor's budget. The subcommittee made reductions to reflect lower PERS and attorney general rates and reduce general fund services and supplies expenditures by 3%. The budget includes a $1 million fund shift using money from the other fund ending balance to make general fund available for statewide needs. The subcommittee restored a reduction proposed by the governor for operation of the Clatskanine hatchery and partially restored a cut in general fund used to purchase trout. The budget also adds $375,000 general fund to continue work restoring Diamond Lake. The budget also restores a fish screen engineer position using Measure 66 lottery funds. The subcommittee approved three of the performance measures submitted by the department, deleted three measures, modified one measure, and added 11 new measures, including customer satisfaction measures common to all state agencies. The Education and Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5165 be amended and reported out do pass as amended.
Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out do pass with the dash two amendments. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. 5166, Computing Networking Infrastructure Consolidation. Representative Krupp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House Bill 5166 is the budget bill for the computing and networking infrastructure consolidation at the State Data Center in the Department of Administrative Services. The consolidation will bring together in one data center the central computing operations of 12 state agencies. The total budget is $100 million, which includes $38 million of one-time transition costs and $62 million of operating costs. One-time costs of the consolidation will be financed with certificates of participation. Operating costs of the state data center will be paid out of the 12 consolidating agency budgets. The consolidation will enhance state information technology by facilitating improved security and allowing the state to take advantage of enhanced technology opportunities. The committee wanted to ensure continued legislative oversight and adopted a budget note that requires the department to report to each meeting of the Joint Legislative Committee on Information Management and Technology and the Emergency Board. The budget note also requests that $42 million be unscheduled pending review and recommendation by the Emergency Board. The $42 million is the second year cost of the consolidation. The General Government Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends the bill be amended and reported out do pass as amended. And Mr. Chairman, I might make note that I appreciate the work of Representative John Dallum and the Chair and you in making this a separate bill so that we had some opportunity to review where we were headed with this project. I'm voting for this. I will object to the script. I think that the one-time transition cost should include the cost of the building. I've also noted that on the public record in committee with a memo. Other than that, Mr. Chairman, I again thank everyone for their hard work. Director of the agency, DAS, Lori Warner, for putting up with us, and Dallas Way in for putting up with our continued changes that we brought him. He was a real trooper in this. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll shut up and vote.
Representative Krupp recommends the bill be reported out. Do pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion? Representative Shoffler.
Thank you. I've shared my, I've heard some concerns about this. I shared it with Representative Dallum and Representative Witt. I hope we're not creating another DMV thing or a Portland Water Bureau billing process. There's a lot of money here. I'm also, I don't need to answer now, but some of this money is going to come from fees. I'm interested in that. So I'm not objecting, but I'm not committing to anything either. Thank you.
Objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 5167, Department of State Police, Representative Richardson.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 5167 is the budget bill for the Oregon State Police. This agency has a variety of responsibilities, including operating the only full-service forensic lab system in the state, assisting local public safety agencies in drug and major crime investigations, enforcing traffic safety laws on state roads, maintaining information on fingerprints and criminal background checks, and promoting fire prevention and safety, coordinating responses to natural disasters, and enforcing fish and game regulations. The subcommittee recommends a budget of $518.6 million total funds and $172.8 million general fund. This general fund is primarily used for functions relating to patrol, criminal investigations, forensics, and administrative functions of the agency. The budget also includes $6.4 million in ballot measure 66 lottery funds for enforcing regulations relating to listed salmon and steelhead. The proposal by the governor to create a new Oregon Homeland Security Agency is not assumed in this budget, and the State Fire Marshal, Office of Emergency Management, and the Criminal Justice Services Division remain part of the State Police. This budget also does not include the governor's proposal to use lottery funds generated from the expansion to line games to fund the Patrol Division and parts of the Fish and Wildlife Division. The subcommittee was able to restore 21 detective positions in the criminal division, which had been proposed to be eliminated in the governor's budget. The combination of these restored positions and the approval of 8 new detectives positions will significantly increase the state's ability to investigate meth-related crimes. Other additions include a forensic scientist specifically assigned to meth-related lab work, the purchase of 171 new intoxilizers to replace the current stock of aging machines, resources for enhanced fire prevention and education, and further federal funding of the high-intensity drug trafficking areas program and the DNA analysis. The budget also recognizes the current management structure of the agency and transfer field command and support staff, as well as service and supplies resources to the divisions where the actual funding decisions are being made to increase accountability. Actions over the past 2 biennia have resulted in significant reductions across the entire agency. In the past, partial restoration of troops and staff have been made in the forensic and patrol functions, but the cuts remain for several key statewide services and agency infrastructure. The budget invests in areas like identification services, LEDs, administration, wireless communications, and forensic supplies. To fund these investments, the subcommittee used savings from the other public safety agencies and savings from eliminating positions for 20 troopers. If these investments had not been made in the budget, the department would have had to keep positions vacant, including sworn troopers, to pay for these critical services. The subcommittee recommends House Bill 5167 be amended and passed out, do pass, as amended.
Representative Richardson recommends the bill be reported out, do pass, with the -2 amendments. Discussion? Representative Boone.
I have to say that I objected in the subcommittee too, and it was specifically for the reduction of the 20 trooper positions, just because I think that it's kind of cutting off the front line first response to get the bad guys to be able to bring them in and then have the detectives. I would have liked to have seen them replace the troopers instead of the detectives, because I believe that's more germane to their mission. And that's my objection. Otherwise, it's a good budget. It's got a lot of good things in it. Represents a lot of good work, hard work, but that's the part that really gets to me. We have cut down, I think it's down to the lowest it's been since the 60s now in terms of numbers of troopers. We don't have 24-hour coverage, and I think that the guys running drugs up and down I-5 know this now and play on it. So thank you for listening to my objection.
Thank you. Clarification?
Okay. The issue.
Okay.
Additional Representative Hanson.
Thank you. First question of the carrier. Chair Richardson.
Carrier
yields. Okay. On the 8 additional detectives and the 1 additional person in the forensics, now, is that funded in this budget or is that anticipated as part of the Meth Initiative?
Those are funded in the present budget, but will be coordinated in the Meth in the Meth Initiative so that we have the ability to do the additional investigations. And if that's my understanding, and if there's any additional information that Mr. Rocco could give, I would welcome that input.
Mr. Chair, that is my understanding. They're funded within this budget, and there's a total package of roughly $10 million or so that's being looked at for the MEP package, and it includes this funding.
Yes, it does. Okay.
Okay, on the discussion then.
Additional questions?
You know, no additional questions, but a comment, and that's that I'm still very concerned about the decrease of 20 troopers. I want to try and be a little more positive than I have in the past. So I do want to say that this budget isn't as bad as the Secretary of State's budget.
So I assume that's relevant. Next, additional discussion.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Just to clarify the issue in regards to the reduction of 20 troopers, actually, there are no reductions of 20 troopers because 20 troopers will be moved from administrative positions and will go back on the road. So that needs to be clarified.
That was never brought up.
The discussion that was made with the superintendent is that we are asking him to replace the troopers that are currently holding administrative positions and put them back out onto the road and to hire secretaries and administrative type people. And if he has insufficient funds to do that, then he is supposed to come to the e-board to request additional funds to keep them there. He does have those folks in the building doing administrative work at their higher wages, and we've both Senator, the other co-chair Schrader and myself are in concurrence that those folks should be out doing the work that they're hired to do rather than be doing administrative work inside the building, and that the rate of pay will be substantially different than what state troopers are paid. That's the clarification. Objections?
Mr. Chair, I'm not going to object, but this is muddy water here, and I'm going to.
What's muddy? Can we clear it up?
The department and the Officers Association to come and clarify a lot of this for me. So I'm not committing anything, but I'm not objecting.
Additional objections?
If that's the case, I won't object if they're
that is
not
the case.
Pulling those. Okay.
Who objects? Let's say it again. March Hanson. Let the record reflect that Representative March, Representative Hanson object. Motion carries. House Bill 5168, State Police Fee Bill, Representative Boone.
House Bill 5168 ratifies a number of fee increases made by the Oregon State Police to support the Identification Services Unit which maintains databases relating to fingerprints and criminal records. This information is used by a variety of public safety agencies, human services providers, state agencies, school districts, and private entities in checking on the criminal history and background checks of potential employees, volunteers, and others. This unit is also responsible for processing fingerprint-related information and requesting the FBI for nationwide criminal background checks. This bill ratifies fees charged to state agencies, nonprofits, and individuals who request background checks or other information from the databases. These fees were raised last March in response to a revenue shortfall following reductions in the general fund dedicated to this program during the past two biennia. This level of fees is assumed in the Oregon State Police's operating budget in House Bill 5167. The Human Resources and Public Safety Subcommittee recommends that House Bill 5168, as amended, be reported out to pass.
Representative Boone recommends the bill be reported out do pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion? Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As we discussed in committee earlier, I have a great deal of concern with the fee increase, especially as it relates to nonprofit providers, especially those relating to care and supervision of children. And if there was an opportunity in the future to review the possibility for those nonprofits that are trying to do background checks for supervisors and caregivers to children to have a discounted rate based on a volume or some other type of break, I would be in favor of that. I will not be objecting, but I'd like to look for a way to help them out.
Thank you. Additional discussion? Objections? Without objections, so ordered. House Bill 5169, Government Standards and Practice Commission. Representative Krupp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House Bill 5169 is the budget bill for the Government Standards and Practices Commission. The agency regulates activities of lobbyists and ethics of public officials and enforces the state's public meetings laws. It also conducts education sessions for public officials and lobbyists and distributes an ethics manual. General Fund is the principal source of revenue for this agency. About 1% comes from the sale of publications and materials. The other fund source has been declining because of more access to the materials on the internet. The recommended budget is $635,862, general fund $2,285, other funds, and 3 FTE. The budget is 17% below the governor's recommended budget, but 13% higher than the 2003-05 legislatively approved budget. The subcommittee approved an increase in an existing clerical position to full-time, but denied a proposal to add a second investigator position. The budget was adjusted for the lower PERS and Attorney General's rates. The subcommittee added 6 performance measures, including the 2 standard measures on customer satisfaction, and a budget note was added to direct the commission to prioritize investigation of complaints coming from state government activities over those originating at the local level. The subcommittee also discussed workload management and expressed interest in reviewing the need for an additional investigator in the future if workload warrants such a position. The General Government Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends that House Bill 5169 be amended and reported out due pass. As amended.
Representative Krupp recommends the bill be reported out do pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 5170, Health-Related Licensing Board. Representative Morgan.
House Bill 5170 is the budget bill for 9 health-related licensing boards. These agencies are supported entirely by other funds. Major revenue sources include application, examination, and license fees. The Education and Natural Resources Subcommittee approved increased expenditure authority to implement House Bill 2058, increase 3 part-time positions to reduce the reliance on uncompensated overtime to deliver services, and provide a one-time increase to relocate the Board of Pharmacy to more suitable office space. The subcommittee also approved the establishment of 2 positions for the Board of Pharmacy to address the increased workload associated with high-priority issues. Examples of high-priority issues include foreign drug importation and the diversion of non-prescription drugs for methamphetamine production. Performance measures were reviewed for each agency. Several measures were deleted with direction to the agencies to keep them internally, and new customer service measures were added. The Education and Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5170 be amended and reported out do pass as amended.
Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out do pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion? Objection? Without objection, so ordered. 5171. Health-Related Licensing Board, Representative March.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5171 is the fee bill for three health-related licensing boards. The bill provides the enabling legislation needed to approve the fee increases adopted through administrative rules by the Occupational Therapy Licensing Board, the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board, and the State Board of Pharmacy. The fee increases implemented by the Occupational Therapy Licensing Board are expected to generate approximately $38,000. The increased revenue will allow the board to contract for investigator services. At the direction of the 2003 legislature, the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board increased license fees to address a revenue shortfall. The board's 2005-2007 budget depends on the continuation of these fees, which are expected to generate approximately $140,000. The State Board of Pharmacy established two new fees related to remote dispensing machines. The fees are expected to generate approximately $1,200. The Education and Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5171 be amended and reported out. Do pass as amended.
Thank you. Representative March recommends the bill be reported out. Do pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion? Objection?
I object, Mr. Chair.
Let the records reflect Representative Schaffler objects. Motion carries. House Bill 5172, Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board, Representative Morgan.
House Bill 5172 is the budget bill for the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board. OWEB was established by the legislature as the agency designated to administer the lottery funds constitutionally dedicated to fund salmon and watershed restoration as described by Ballot Measure 66 from 1998. House Bill 5172 also allocates lottery funds to other agencies involved with Oregon plan activities eligible to be funded with Ballot Measure 66 lottery funds. The recommended budget supports OWEB expenses with a total of $5.4 million in lottery funds, which includes funding for the Lower Columbia River Estuary Partnership and the Independent Multidisciplinary Science Team. Funding for the IMST was set at the same level the team received last biennium, plus inflation, with the understanding OWEB could request limitation for additional funding from the Emergency Board. In addition, $1.6 million in Measure 66 lottery funds is provided for non-capital grants, and $800,000 in Measure 66 lottery funds is provided for support of watershed councils. The total support for watershed councils is $3.9 million, including federal funds. The budget also includes $2.3 million in other funds limitation and $29.3 million federal funds limitation. The federal funds are derived from the Federal Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Program and includes $13.6 million in carry forward from 0305. $8.5 million of the federal funds are used in other state agencies for Oregon plan activities that help restore, protect, and enhance salmon, steelhead, and watersheds. The budget also provides $2.8 million in PCSRF federal funds for non-capital grants. Additional PCSRF monies the state received during the biennium could also be used for non-capital grants after OWEB receives limitation from the Emergency Board. Measure 66 funding for capital expenditure projects is included in the next bill in order to provide the agency with a six-year expenditure limitation for these projects. The Education and Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5172 be amended and reported out. Do pass as amended.
Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out. Do pass with the dash two amendments. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 5173, Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board Capital Projects. Representative Morgan.
House Bill 5173 provides the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board with a six-year limitation for capital expenditure projects funded by Measure 66 lottery funds. In 1999, the legislature adopted statutes, and I just talked about that, so I'm skipping over it. The legislature addresses this by... that at least 65% of the biennial revenue from Measure 66 must be used for these types of projects. Many of the projects awarded funding by OWEB are multi-year efforts, and OWEB only makes final grant payments upon completion of the project. The legislature addresses this by treating the capital expenditure project portion of the OWEB budget like capital construction projects, which have a six-year limitation. The agency will continue to report on a regular basis to the legislature on the status of the capital expenditure grant program. House Bill 5173 provides OWEB with $41.3 million in lottery funds limitation for new Measure 66 funds allocated for 05-07. This is a 70% increase over 03-05. The limitation for these funds will expire on June 30, 2011. The Education and Natural Resources Committee recommends House Bill 5173 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Representative Morgan, as she skips across her pony, recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion. Objections. Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 2154 relating to local revenue resources. Representative Boone.
Thank you, Mr. I was going to say thank you, Mr. Speaker, but thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2154 enables the governor to marshal first responders trained in urban search and rescue across the state in a similar manner that he is able to marshal local fire department personnel to assist other communities in protecting structures during wildfires. The state fire marshal presently has three caches of specialized equipment that can be used for responding to structural collapse and threat of collapse. Under current law, trained personnel may only respond within nine jurisdictions in the Willamette Valley. This bill allows this personnel and equipment to be available statewide. The fire departments with this trained personnel will be reimbursed for their services under this bill with federal and, if necessary, state funds. The Human Resources and Public Safety Subcommittee recommends that House Bill 2154 be reported out due pass.
Representative Boone recommends the bill be reported out due pass. Discussion? Objections? Objections? Ordered. House Bill 2180A relating to elevators. Representative Smith.
Mr. Chair, House Bill 2180 eliminates annual elevator inspection requirements and allows the frequency and standards for elevator inspections to be determined by administrative rule. This bill also separates elevator permit process and fees from inspection schedule and has an emergency clause to enable the agency to adopt rules. The bill specifies an operative date of January 1st, 06. House Bill 2180 is non-fiscal. The General Government Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends that House Bill 2180 be reported out due pass.
Representative Smith recommends the bill be reported out due pass. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 2278A relating to circuit court judges. Representative Richardson.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, House Bill 2278A establishes four new circuit court judgeships in the following judicial districts. First Judicial District is Jackson County, 5th Judicial District, Clackamas County, 6th Judicial District, Umatilla and Morrow Counties, and 18th Judicial District, Clatsop County. The measure appropriates $722,200 general fund to the Oregon Judicial Department and establishes 16 new positions with 4.0 FTEs. The appropriation provides funding for the final 6 months of the 2005-07 biennium. During the 07-09 biennium, the 16 positions and their associated costs will phase in for a total of 24 months at an estimated cost of $2.2 million. The 2005-07 appropriation includes the salary and benefits for three support staff for each of the judgeships, along with the costs of equipment and furnishings. Only the 5th Judicial District, Clackamas County, requires one-time setup costs for equipment and furnishings at the amount of $131,702. The remaining three judicial districts will use existing pro tem judge resources. The subcommittee recommends House Committee 2278A, that House Bill 2278A be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Representative Richardson recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the A4 amendments. Discussion?
Very quickly.
Representative Smith.
I'd like to thank the leadership for the fine work they've done on this House bill. Thank you.
And Mr. Chairman, I also want to thank leadership for this. Something we're going to have to continue to deal with in the coming years is adding more judgeships at the local level.
Objections? Oh, excuse me.
I wanted to also thank the leadership on this one and Representative Witt over there for forwarding this through too. We really need it in Clatsop, and I know you need it in the other ones too. Thanks.
Objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 2656A, relating to assessments on cattle. Representative Shoffler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2656A would make mandatory the Oregon Beef Council assessment on cattle. The bill would set a minimum assessment of 15 cents per head of cattle and increase the maximum permissible assessment to $1 per head. The additional funds generated by the assessment, estimated by the Legislative Revenue Office to be approximately $900,000 per biennium, would be used for funding research projects related to environmental issues affecting the cattle industry and animal science, promoting a positive public image of beef and dairy operations, studying state and federal legislation, and other projects. It is estimated that the bill would have a minimal fiscal impact. The Oregon Department of Agriculture estimates that it will receive approximately $23,500 per biennium in other funds revenue for collection and administrative costs as authorized under Section 2, 5A of the bill. The subcommittee Education and Natural Resources recommends that House Bill 2656 be reported out and do pass. And I just wanted to put on the record, there was support in the subcommittee from the industry for this, and the bill should pass. Thank you.
Representative Shoffler recommends the bill be reported out, do pass. Discussion? Objection? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 3502, relating to the state fair. Representative Morgan.
House Bill 3502 abolishes the Oregon State Fair and Exposition Center, Oregon State Fair Commission, and position of Director of Oregon State Fair and Exposition Center, transferring duties to the State Parks and Recreation Department. The measure also provides for all monies and accounts to be continuously appropriated to the State Parks and Recreation Department to allow for operation and maintenance of the Oregon State Fair. Since 1997, the Oregon State Fair has experienced significant difficulty in meeting its operating and debt service requirements out of existing revenue. The Joint Ways and Means Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee reviewed the operations of the fair and made the following findings. First, the fair and its management are isolated from state and local government partners. Second, the fair is not self-sufficient and will need funding support for the foreseeable future. Third, the fair needs assistance with agency management so that staff can focus on the statutory direction for the agency. And fourth, the fair needs a commission that is directly involved in the marketing and management of the fair. The chairs of the House and Senate Special Committees on Budget determined that the best option would be to combine the fair with the Parks Department, since Parks had experience with managing state property, with providing entertainment, and with collecting revenue. In addition, Parks has the resources to provide operational support to the fair. This is policy change for the state of Oregon, but is one that has been talked about for some time. The fair is a huge asset to the state of Oregon. The fair could be so much more for Oregon than it is right now. This is an opportunity for the Parks Department to acquire an extremely unique property in the state of Oregon that represents Oregon's agricultural, artistic, and cultural heritage, and turn it into an urban park that would attract visitors not only from Oregon, but from the nation. The subcommittee amended the bill to allow the transfer of treasury accounts to become operative January 1, 2006 to ease the transition. The Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources recommends House Bill 3502 be amended and reported out do pass as amended.
Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out do pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion? Representative Mark.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm not going to be objecting at this time. I may vote no on the floor. For a short-term transition, I think this is appropriate. I'm a former FFA member, former 4-H member, and I support the state fair. But the question becomes, in the long term, is it the right fit with the state parks and recreation? And I know that the Parks and Recreation Commissioners have deep concerns about this issue. So I just wanted to put that on the record hope that we're not doing any long-term harm to this agency.
Objections? Without objection, so ordered.
Senate Bill 91A relating to the South SLU National Aquarium Research Reserve. Representative March.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 91A would authorize the South SLU National Estuarine Research Reserve Management Commission to adopt rules implementing a system of fees to recover costs incurred by the reserve. The bill would also establish the South SLU National Estuarine Research Reserve Management Account within our Common School Fund rather than the General Fund. Under current law, the Commission does not have the authority to charge fees to members of the public for any purpose, including the private use of the reserve. The Commission has received inquiries in regard to holding private functions on the South SLU National Estuarine Research Reserve property, but at this time cannot charge fees to recover the costs that would be incurred by allowing such activities. The bill would have two minor revenue impacts. The first, it is estimated that a small amount of interest earnings from the South SLU National Estuarine Research Reserve Management Account would be credited to the Common School Fund for distribution to school districts. Also, the Department of State Lands estimates that facility and visitor use fees would generate about $16,000 in net other fund fee revenue for 2005-07 and $35,000 in 2007-09. The Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources recommends that Senate Bill 91A be reported out. Do pass.
Thank you. Representative March recommends the bill be reported out. Do pass. Discussion? Objection?
I object, Mr. Chair.
Money to the Common School Fund?
Well, we should take it out of the Division of State Lands. It doesn't even belong there. It should be a park. This should be a park along with State Fair.
Let the record reflect that Representative Schaffler objects and feels that it should be a state park along with the fair. Motion carried. Senate Bill 785 relating to the nursery industry. Representative Morgan.
We're moving right along here, Mr. Chair. The bill would create the Plant Pest and Disease Emergency Response Fund in the Oregon Department of Agriculture. It would also allow the department to use monies from the fund after consultation with the State Nursery Research and Regulatory Committee for responding to pest and disease emergencies affecting the state's nursery industry. The bill would require that the department maintain the fund's balance at $250,000 and authorize the department to impose a surcharge on license fees of nursery industry growers and dealers if the balance falls below that amount. According to the department, there are currently about 5,000 licensees that would be eligible for the surcharge. The bill directs the department to base the surcharge on those criteria used for determining the license fee. And for Representative Schaffler, we had a lot of dialogue in the committee about the willingness of the nursery industry to support this fee. The Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources recommends that Senate Bill 785 be reported out, do pass.
Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out, do pass. Discussion. Representative Schaffler.
Mr. Chair, I wholeheartedly support this. The nursery industry is very vital to our economy, provides a lot of jobs and a lot of great products, and we will.
Additional discussion.
Sudden fee death.
Objection?
SFD. I like that.
Not objection, so order. Tomorrow morning we will have a meeting at 10 a.m. We have a few bills left. Staff and others were not able to get them completed for tonight. I'd like to take this time to express my sincere thanks to Ken Rocco and his staff for all of the hard efforts, extra time, putting up with us throughout a lot of this. I might say that there are many hours spent in LFO that we are totally unaware of by the staff, that they work quite late in the evening and weekends, and it's my understanding they do that without additional compensation or without comp time for those. So, Ken, on behalf of myself and our committee, please extend our thanks for your hard work and your staff's hard work, and it's a pleasure to work with all of you.
Thank you.
with that meeting.
I better add, should I bring you another cheesecake then? For that extra compensation?
What's that?
Your pony was too long.
With that meeting adjourned.